Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The Blue Velvet Chair. And the words are by Rio Cortez, and the pictures are by Aaron Marin. And it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name? What do we call you? Philip. I have a question for you, Philip. What's your favorite place to be in our house? Do you have a spot that you like to go to that's your spot?
Yeah.
Where is it? Right here on the orange couch?
Well, scoot, 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 scoot.
Okay, okay.
Scoot, scoot, scoot.
Okay.
Because this right here is my special spot.
This is your special spot between Mommy and Daddy on the orange couch. That's where you like to be? Yeah. Well, in this book, it looks like there's a little girl who has a blue velvet chair that she likes. Shall we read about it? Mm-hmm. Let's do it. I'm ready.
When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is stretch my arms up beside my ears and climb the blue velvet chair in the living room where I can see out the windows.
And in the picture, we see the girl and we see the chair and we see the windows.
Today, I climb the chair and I can see white snow on the roofs across the street.
Holy moly.
Must be pretty cold there, huh?
And brown branches on trees that used to be full and green. My breath makes a tiny cloud on the glass.
Oh, why, I'm gonna guess it must be winter time, and they must be having a cold front there.
Goodness gracious.
Where I draw a flower, it's winter.
Ah, yes, that makes sense. It is winter. And you can see her drawing of the flower. Oh, it's so pretty in the frost.
Mama says we mark time with the numbers on a clock or even a pencil on the wall. I am as tall as this line she makes. And beside the line, Mama writes my name and how old I am today.
Do you know sometimes that's nice? You can mark how tall you're getting that way.
It's always changing.
We are always changing,
Mama says.
And in the picture, we can see how she has changed. First, she was a wee little tiny baby, and then she was a little toddler, and now she can sit on her mom's lap and look at books, right? Much older.
I think of the window and the blue velvet chair like that. Sometimes I climb up, and through the window, I see the roofs. Across the street is wet with rain, and the sky is gray above the buildings.
Maybe if they're having a rainstorm, do you think?
Or I see new pink blossoms falling from the trees in the garden. It could be spring.
Birds maybe in their nests. Yeah, we can see that too.
Other times a black cat licks its paws on the roof across the street. I've even seen people dancing.
Oh, how romantic. In the picture, they're dancing together.
And squirrels jumping from branch to branch in the trees. I've rested my forehead against the glass and felt it's warm. That's summer.
Of course, when the glass is warm, it's definitely summer.
And in autumn, my favorite season, the roof across the street is quiet. And the trees in the garden turn orange and yellow and make crunchy piles.
What's in those piles? Do you know?
Leaves.
Yeah, that's right. Lots of fluffy leaves that are now crunchy leaves.
Sometimes the wind carries a plastic bag in the air. And pigeons come so close to our open window, I can hear them coo, coo.
Remember what they sound like? Like that.
Coo, coo, coo. When I get ready for bedtime, the first thing I do is climb the blue velvet chair in the living room. I can see headlights on the front of cars and lamps lit in the garden and light from the moon.
And in the picture, we can see she also gets to have a book read to her by her mama.
Mama.
Mama says it's time to brush my teeth. When I am in bed, she kisses my cheek and whispers, I love you.
That's the best kind of put down when you get one of those, right?
I stretch my arms up beside my ears and imagine all the little ways the world might change tomorrow.
A new season, right? And she gets to see all of those things from the same chair. Summer, winter, fall, and autumn. And she can see it all. Do you get to see the seasons change from your window?
Mm-mm.
No.
Not really.
Do you ever look out your window?
Not really.
Not really. Well,
I only look out my window when there's a play date planned and I want to see if the people from the play date are here yet.
No.
Or watch them leave.
I guess maybe we better start making better use of your window. What do you say?
Yeah.
And that is...
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.